East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The South African Petroleum Retailers Association is urging motorists to plan ahead as significant fuel price reductions take effect from Wednesday. This includes maintaining their vehicles for maximum fuel efficiency. The cost of petrol is dropping by 62 and 66 cents a litre. Diesel prices are being slashed by between 1.37 and 1.50 per litre. Illuminating paraffin will also decrease by 1.48 a litre. SAPRA National spokesperson Henry van der Merwe says the reductions offer much needed economic relief.
This fuel price decrease is a very welcome start to the year. Fuel is a key input cost across the economy. So lower prices don't only help motorists, they also reduce transport, logistics and production costs. The sharp drop in diesel is particularly important for agricultural, freight and manufacturing, and it should help ease pressure on consumer prices.
Police say they've nabbed just over 16,000 people nationwide so far this new year. They were arrested during Operation Shanela activities between the 29th of December and yesterday. At the forefront of the seven-day clampdown were alcohol-related offences. National Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says almost 2,000 motorists were taken into custody for driving under the influence of alcohol.
The operation also saw 997 suspects arrested for contravening the Immigration Act, 135 for murder, 181 for rape, 81 suspects arrested for illegal possession of firearms, 50 for the possession of explosives, and 396 for possession of dangerous weapons.
In Gauteng, the case against five suspects believed to be linked to the Bekkersdal tavern mass shooting has been postponed to later this month. The men appeared in the local court on charges including illegal possession of firearms and ammunition this morning. Provincial spokesperson for the police, Mavela Masondo, says the state requested a delay so that an identity parade can take place, which might link them, rather, to the December mass shooting. Nine people were killed at a bar in the township outside Johannesburg.
When we arrested them, we found them with four pistols and one AK-47. And we know that during the shooting of a Bekkersdal, the pistols were used and then AK-47 was used. Hence, we suspect that they might be the suspects or the people that are responsible for the shooting in Bekkersdal. We have also sent those firearms for ballistic tests to establish if these firearms are linked to other serious and violent crime.
On the international front, a Paris court has sentenced 10 people convicted of cyberbullying France's First Lady, Brigitte Macron. The group spread false claims about her gender and made insinuations about the age difference between her and President Emmanuel Macron. Eight received suspended prison sentences of 4 to 8 months, while another was sentenced to 6 months for failing to appear in court. And deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is currently en route to a New York courthouse. Live footage on U.S. media showed. It's just days after he was captured in a shock U.S. military operation. Maduro was shackled and accompanied by a number of heavily armed law enforcement officers. Your top story this hour. The South African Petroleum Retailers Association is urging motorists to plan ahead as significant fuel price reductions take effect from Wednesday. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nishera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Ruben Amorim has been fired by Manchester United after just 14 months at the helm. The Pretoria Capitals host the Sunrisers Eastern Cape tonight in the Betway SA20, and Australia finished day one of the final Ashes test on 166 for 2, trailing England's first innings by 218 runs.